there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger today is a singer-songwriter from London who writes honest, sassy pop music. You might have seen her on Eurovision. Well, today you're seeing her flying Alan Air. Her debut album is out. It's called Sorry I'm Late. Go mad, go crazy, put your tray tables down. It's Mabella! This is the final boarding call for May Muller. Thank you.
Look who we've got on board, May Muller. How are you doing, love?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
And look at your massive glasses.
I thought, you know, when in Rome.
Get your own act.
No, I refuse.
But you've still got the writing
I know,
on the bottom.
No, no, no.
Is that meant to...
I know, that is actually really embarrassing. But
Have you stolen these?
Absolutely. These are purely just for show, just when I want to be a different character for a day.
Yeah, they really suit you.
I actually have great eyesight. Purely for the aesthetics.
Do you feel like you need to look more intelligent?
You know, it's working.
Yeah, oh my God, that's why I wear them. I'm thick as shit.
I like to balance it out. Like, have the titties out.
Yeah, same as me.
Put the glasses on.
Same.
A winning combo.
Yeah, let me see the puppies.
Yeah,
woo-hoo.
As we should.
So what kind of a traveller are you? Do you like travelling? Do you do a lot of travelling? You clearly do a lot of travelling for work, but what do you enjoy it?
I do. I love travelling, but I'm very much, I don't know what it would be called, like a backseat traveller. Like if I'm going on holiday, mm-hmm. I'm sending you the money to like book the flights.
Yeah.
I'll like, you know, send me the hotels that you're liking and we can like pick. But like, I'm just very much like,
let
I'm not.
Someone else do the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. But now I'm single, I have to do all the bloody shit myself. I have to go through. I have to book things myself.
What's that like?
It's awful.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It gets me down. I have to press the button.
I mean, to be honest, I'm not even like, I'm talking about just my friends there. Like my best mate Zara, who's also my makeup artist, who's here. She like literally, whenever we go away, she's the sort of person, she will like book the dinners like, 3 months in advance, like have a schedule. That is what you need. Because
yeah.
I trust her, especially when like I trust her taste.
Yeah.
So I'm like, just go, you do it. Tell me what I need to do. I'll show up. I'll bring the vibes, but
yes,
I'll let you drive the boat.
You need someone who's been on the website, booked the, you can't get into this fish restaurant for love nor money. And
yeah.
You have to book it for, I'm the one who knocks up on the day.
Yeah.
Hello, love, Alan Carr. I'm on the telly. friend of Adele? Nothing.
That's going to work. That's got to get you into some.
It doesn't. It doesn't. So tell us, where did you go on holiday when you were little?
When I was little, I went to Mallorca a lot, and I still go to Mallorca a lot. Oh, yeah.
Why do you like Mallorca?
Because my grandparents, like, when my mum was 13, so like quite a hot minute ago now, they bought a little house there.
Oh, how nice.
Which is so nice. And it's like the family's like saving grace, because that's just been our kind of getaway and our escape. And I think they bought it for like £10,000 back in the day.
That's amazing.
I know. And so my mum, who's in like her 50s now, has been going there since she was 13. So it's like such a important like part of our family, so it's really, really nice. It's not like, you know, it's not super fancy or anything, but it's stunning. And like, yeah, I love it. I was there just recently.
Oh, how nice.
Just for 2 days.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that lovely? I'm a little boat hole like that.
Yeah, no, it's, we definitely, we're lucky to have it, for sure. Get a bit of tapas down, yeah?
Oh, tapas.
Tapas bravas.
Do you always over-order tapas?
Of course.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, no more. And then you realise how small, actually, your stomach is and why mine is so huge.
No,
because
I...
Because you eat, not one patatas bravas, two.
I have to order everything, like everything on the menu. I like to have choice, and I hate the idea of not ordering enough. And then, you know when you're...
Why do you get that fear? Because I get that, and it's like... You can just order more.
I know.
But you get that feel like, no more, more.
I know.
It's a restaurant. You know, it's not.
I know, it's not going anywhere. Like, it's not going to go anywhere. Like, it will be okay. I don't know. I get panicky. I'm like, no. Cause and sometimes I'm like, I want a bite of that and like have another bite. Like, I need choice. I need choice.
Not on other people's tables.
No. Maybe. Sometimes. If I'm feeling freaky.
So where did you go on holiday? You know, did you ever have those kind of slaggy holidays where you went away with all your girls and you were like, right.
Do you know what? Not when I was younger, but I've had holidays where me and my friend are just like, whatever happens in here stays in here.
Yeah, that's good.
But I don't know. I'm not very successful at that kind of thing.
Come off it.
Alan, I tell you...
I don't believe that. Is it since you got the glasses? Because since I've worn these,
the glasses
are
working, actually, for me.
Oh, okay. I'm not... No, this is really bad. Is it your glasses?
purely down to the glasses. No, they're a magnet. Yeah. You don't think so?
So have you ever had a holiday romance? Is there some like goat herder or like some waiter in Greece who's going, oh, will my
I don't know how
back?
People do this. I've never had a proper like holiday romance. I don't know how. Because I'm just so like, on holiday, I'm just like, no one speak to me. I'm like horizontal on the beach on my own, reading a book, just very, to be honest, when I was a lot younger in Mallorca, in the house that we have, there's like, it's kind of like a little complex and there's a few other houses. And when I was like, a kid, there was like another family and like one of their kids was there and he was a bit older than me and I literally thought we were boyfriend and girlfriend. I think we must have spoken like two words and I was like, that's my man. I must have been 8 and he was like 13 and I was like, that's my boyfriend. And I literally was so deluded. I thought we were like married and he was probably like, who are you? Like, well, I didn't consent to this. And I was like, it's my boyfriend. So that's probably as close as I've ever had to a holiday romance, to be honest.
Oh,
I know, poor me. Still time.
I once got off with a security guard, but that was just because I'd lost my key and it wouldn't let me into the compound. But that's not really a holiday romance.
Where was it?
At Mexico.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, he wasn't so hot.
This is when we lie. And we say, actually, because the picture in my mind is giving.
I was like, oh my God, I didn't know Brad Pitt was a security guard in... El Carmen is a mujeres. What are you doing here?
Brad, oh my God.
Brad.
What a surprise.
My God, what are you, why are you unemployed and smelling of weed?
Hello, madam. Let me just repeat the order back to you. You wanted normal olives, mixed olives, fried baby squid, boiled baby squid, meatballs, veggie balls, chickpea balls, chorizo, green peppers, red peppers, calamari, picatinny, patatas bravas, patatas not so bravas, all washed down with a jug of sangria. Is that for everyone in the row? Just for you. Okay.
Tell us, are you a culture vulture when you go away? will you go to a museum or an art gallery, or will you just leave me alone? I want to be on the beach.
I'm more of a, I'm not really an activity girly. I'm a culture.
No paddle boarding?
I like to, I just want to lie down. With a nice book or like and a drink, a cocktail. I love getting like really authentic food and like finding like those places where like really delicious and like have, I don't want to go to a chain. So in that way, I like to get, immerse myself in like the food culture.
Yeah, street food. Will you have it go street food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm going to Thailand in December and I'm like, do I do the street food there? Because it looks really yummy,
you've
but
got
I don't want
to
poo myself.
To. I know.
It's not giving. I'll be skinny if that happens, so it's fine.
I've said this story so many times. I pooed myself in on an Inca temple in Mexico.
Mm.
Yeah, as a protest. No. No, if you get Montezuma's revenge, and you just got to be careful, haven't you?
Yeah, just no, like, ice cubes. No,
yeah, but you
water.
Say that, love. You say that. I'm the same. No, I was when I went to Mexico. No ice cubes, please. No ice cubes. No salads and all that. No salads. I mean, that's half the problem. No salad. And then you go, no ice cubes. Then you go, mojito. Yes, please. You're drinking it. What's in the glass?
But surely...
ice cube. You can't be a dick and say, can I have a mojito? No ice. They
I
think,
know,
who are you? Alan Carr?
And also though, like a cocktail without ice is just not a thing I want to be involved in.
And then you give in. You say, oh yeah, and try and be good.
Oh no. Well, if it happens, it happens. I feel that's part of the whole... vibe of like going somewhere really different, like you might poo yourself. Like it's part of the excitement. And I don't think I've truly ever had like a real like culture like shock. Like I've never been to
like, India's amazing, Sri Lanka's amazing.
I've never been to Asia.
You've got to go.
I know. So,
Thailand. So why Thailand?
Thailand.
Then?
Well, I've always wanted to go. I love the food. I think it looks really beautiful. I think it's like touristy enough, but there's places where you can like not be so immersed in like the tourism. And I think, which you kind of, I don't really want that to be the whole thing. And my friend Zara, she really wants to go. And,
I think with Thailand, because I went there recently, I think you got all the Buddhas and all that and the gorgeous temples and really, you can have really deep, meaningful, you know, when they're in the caves and you go in there, but then you've also got the beaches and you've got the bars and stuff. I think Thailand has everything.
It's a good mix.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go out on a party, but I also want to have, I want to see the true, real, I want to see like mountains and waterfalls and things like that.
Oh my God, you'll get that, love.
So, I'm very excited.
And where's the most decadent place you've ever been to? I mean, we've had all kinds of stuff on here.
I'm
we've had
boring.
You're not boring.
I am, Alan.
All you want is a sun lounger and a book.
This is what I'm saying. I mean, easy to please. Give me
give me decadent moment having a sun lounger with a pillow.
Get me to Brighton Beach. Give me a sun lounger. I'm happy as Larry.
That's fine then. That's fine.
But no, to be honest, me and my mate, we did go to Ibiza.
Yeah.
And we had a moment where we were like, who the hell do we think we are? So we stayed at the W, which was lovely. And then we, for the second half, we were in this other hotel, which looked quite nice online. We turn up.
No.
It was so scary. Like there was like a derelict like swimming pool and it was just it was just not the vibe. And it was in a bit of a sketchy part of town. So then we were like, well, this isn't going to work. So we booked ourselves into Nobu. We were literally like 0 to 100. We were like, we'd just been for dinner at Nobu. We were like, we need to go back. It's not where we belong. And we only stayed for one night because it was like ridiculously expensive. But that was quite a ridiculous, like extravagant thing. But we were scared. So we were like, we need to go back. Let us in, please.
The thing is, though, I'm a bit like that. You know, I always ask the most decadent. The most decadent holidays, but I feel holidays are so precious and you work so hard that I am quite tight normally, but holidays I do. I'm like Rockefeller. I'm like Elon
Musk.
As
you should.
I'm like Elon Musk. I go in there like, oh, give me this because I feel it's precious on your holidays.
I also feel like holidays are so like subjective in a way. Like some people, like they love, part of the fun is like trying to find a cheap deal and like staying in like hostels and like doing it that way. Like some people get so much joy off that. Yeah. Some people want to travel and backpack. Some people want to stay in a nice 5-star resort.
Yeah.
And like have everything done for you and like be really kind of extravagant and have that luxury. It all depends on like what a holiday is to you.
Yeah.
And when I'm on holiday, I want nice things.
Yeah. Have you ever been on holiday with has that been a famous person in your flight or in your hotel? We've had Michael McIntyre on here. Madonna came in on a horse. Is it Abby Clancy? Jeremy Kyle was on a flight. I mean, so very varied.
What's the girl's name? Is her name Simone? Oh, I want to get it right. She was the main character in the latest season of Bridgerton. Simone Ashley. She was on a flight and I was like, I said hello in my head, but I like scuttled past, scuttled back into economy, passed her in first class. I was like, bye. But she looked stunning and chic. Yeah. And I just feel like when I also saw Maya Jama at the airport once.
She's stunning.
Looking
even
absolutely.
Even me, even I had a twinge.
No, I mean, I don't blame you. But I've never felt so embarrassed of myself because I was at the airport and I had these horrific pajamas on. My hair was like frazzled after being in Ibiza for like a week and she was there just like no makeup, but just like stunning. And I was like, I need to go work on myself because this ain't right. This ain't right.
Please.
Oh, she scrubs up. I mean, I could scrub up, but I'm at the airport she's not looking her best.
There's a toilet blockage. There's a toilet blockage. There's shit coming up. There's shit coming. There's a turd on the floor. It's coming out. Shit everywhere. There's a toilet blockage.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, we've had singers on here before, and I always ask the karaoke question. Some people don't like to sing because they think it's like a busman's holiday. Will you maybe have a few margaritas and do some karaoke? Or do you feel like it's sort of letting the brand down if you hit a wrong note?
Oh,
or
no. I mean,
or do you?
I've hit a lot of wrong notes in my time. I don't really mind. I don't really... Nothing new here. Nothing new here. I just think as long as you're not... I think that's the whole point. Yeah. If I do karaoke, like, I am going to do it badly.
Of course.
Like, I'm not... I think that's when a singer does karaoke and they're hitting all the notes and it's giving Mariah...
I can't stand those
get
assholes.
Off the stage.
Yeah.
Get off. It's
and
not that time.
And then we'll do Whitney. Leave Whitney out of this.
Leave Whitney alone.
Leave Whitney alone.
Let her rest.
Rest in peace.
Rest
okay.
in peace.
Okay.
But no, I mean, I think... But I'm always down to do a bit of karaoke. Or I'll do like... I'll do like a rapper's song.
I did, you know what I did? Rapper's Delight. Because I was doing a voiceover the next day and I didn't want to do Celine or Whitney.
You got to protect those vocal cords.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to do hip hop, you don't stop. He's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the
air. I feel like I'm there.
Pantyhose. I said, do it.
Oh!
So that was a workout. That's a lot of talking. I wish I'd just done a ballad, to be honest.
That
it would have been better.
Is more of a, it's more of an effort, actually, because it's very quick.
It is. I struggle. So tell us about your new album. When's that coming out soon? Is it all done and dusted?
All done and dusted. It's been done and dusted for ages.
Really? So tell us the vibe. Where did you record it? Did you travel to record it? Do you write songs when you're abroad? What? Tell me.
So, yeah, it's coming out on the 29th of September. It's called Sorry I'm Late, my debut album. And most of it is recorded in London because I feel like for like a lot of my sort of favourite people that I work with are in London. But I did actually quite a few of the songs in Stockholm and I love Stockholm. It's one of my favourite places. I've never been there on a holiday, but I would love to, but they just know how to write a good bloody song.
Yeah.
I went there for 2 weeks and we got like 5 album tracks, which is like unheard of. So that was really nice. And I did one song in LA as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, thank gosh. Send me there for 2 weeks. Got to come back with something. Do you know what I mean? But it's...
That's amazing. You get sent to LA to do...
I know. It's
That's
mad.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Look at the budget hopped out. Look at me. Who would have thought? not. But it's over a span of like this album. The first song that I wrote for it was like 5 years ago. So it's sort of documented me growing up and me sort of discovering who I am and who I am as a woman and what I want to say and learning how to be vulnerable and like finding the power in that. And I feel like, I hope that a lot of people will be able to relate to it, but I feel like I've never felt so sure of like the music that I've released, and I'm really excited to have a real kind of like lengthy, like juicy project that people can sink their teeth into, because I feel like a lot of people might know my songs, but like they don't know like that, you know, I'm a songwriter first and foremost, and that's kind of what I take most pride in. So I feel like this really showcases that, which I'm happy about.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you. You're buzzing about it.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear it.
I know. I can't wait for you to hear it. I'm scared.
What are you scared
for? I'm scared. People are mean, but I do not.
People are mean.
But at the end of the day...
people are going to moan about everything.
I love it.
Love. People moan about everything. If you're pleased with it, it's going to be great.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm focusing on. You can like get lost in all the pressure and what people think, but I fucking love it, so I don't really care.
And is it true, Lily Allen, you got inspired by Lily Allen. Did you hear Lily Allen on Life's a Beat? She came on.
I did.
She wanted to come on this show. I couldn't believe it. I was like, Lily Allen? She was so much fun. You've got to listen to the podcast.
No, I will, because she is like my queen.
Oh.
And so are you. She's so... Both of my faves.
Lily Allen, Alan Carr. Oh my God.
Wow. Lily Allen, you need to start a podcast together. I just love her. And I've met her once and I was literally like, oh my God. But she was definitely, she's a big reason why I've started writing music the way I did. And I loved how she like used, like just was true to like her, like just like sang with her accent. And I just thought that was like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Lily fan.
Oh, you should. I went and saw in The Pillow Man. Oh my God.
Is it finished now?
It's finished now. Oh my God. That is so dark.
I wanted to see it so bad.
Oh, it was so good and so scary. I'd seen her in the
22. Yeah, I saw that. That was good.
Did you get the twist? I don't want to say what it is, you get the twist?
Well, yeah, that he's.
Yeah, but at the end, we all got the twist at the end.
Oh, what twist? What twist? What other twist are you talking about?
Did you know before the end?
No, wait, so what was it again?
Well, we all know the twist if you wait till the end, because that's called a twist.
We love a good old twist.
We love a good old
twist. And I love theatre, which is a bit scary, because it's like not... I feel like you don't usually go to the theatre to be scared. No. So I feel like it's very... It's like, I really wanted to see it, but I didn't have the time.
Oh, well, you're going to
miss the boat now.
You have, love.
I'm obviously a fake fan.
Do you ever complain?
Oh, yeah. Big fan of complaining.
Oh, good.
Oh, as in like complaining to...
Well, not
like
just...
in a restaurant or
yes,
something.
Yeah, no. Oh, not just to
I
anyone.
I thought you meant just like God, in life.
Wish I was dead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's more my kind of complaining. No,
do you ever go and say, look...
Oh, no.
I'm not happy with this hotel room. This flight has been shit.
You could literally serve me like shit on a plate. And I'll be like, I love it. Thank you.
You must give me the recipe.
Yes. No, I'm so... I can't. And even when... And it's so ridiculous because... Even when my friend like will do it for me and I'm like, no, please, please. And they're like, why? It's okay. So I'm really not good at that. Even when I should actually complain. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I can't. I just get embarrassed.
What pet hates do you have with travel? I'll start with mine. I hate it when they go up in the room and they say, this is the door, this is the tap, this is the telly. And you're like, yeah, thanks.
Please, I'm just trying to sit down.
I haven't been in a coma. I do know this. I have traveled. And then also, I don't like the small plates at the buffet. You know, and then
give me the big boy. General.
Yeah. And then also, you know, when you want your orange juice and they give you like this little tumbler thing, it's like from Sylvanian families. You're like, I want the big. Give me the big glass.
I feel that. I agree with that. That's probably one of mine. And I think, I know it's a really obvious one, but they've like the tight bed sheets.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you get I'm just like, come on. Yes. Literally, even last night in my Holiday Inn in Manchester, I was literally like, I was like tugging it for all my life. And I was like, this is ridiculous. It looks nice, but I feel I'm claustrophobic, Darren. I can't do it. So that is a bit annoying. And I think, when... You know, it's first world problems, but it's like when you've, especially when you've just come from like a long haul flight, you're tired, and then you get to the hotel, and bless them, they're just trying to do their work, but then they like decide to like give you a whole story on like the area, and like, and I'm like, love what you're doing, but if I don't get into my room and like lie down, I'm going to spiral. So wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
And then they want the credit card thing, which you've already given, and I get it. I'm like, it's in the bottom of my bag. I'm not going to start squatting in your hotel. I am going to come out. Do it's not mind. Like once I'm in the room, I'm going to chain myself to the minibar.
Yeah.
Ha ha. You haven't got my money. I mean, I just want to get into bed.
I just want to get into my room.
I just wanted to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're about to start our descent.
We're about to start our descent into Thailand. Cabin crew, doors to manual. Cross-dressing, cross your mind, cross your heart and hope to die. Thank you.
Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito.
Alcar or Algarve? Would you rather go on holiday with TV's Alan Carr or go to Portugal?
TV's Alan Carr.
Everyone says that. Thank you. Mile High or I'm Too Shy?
Mile High.
Yeah.
Why not?
Good.
Maybe when I... But it's like Mile High in economy is a bit... Yeah. It's a bit sad, isn't it? It's like not as glam. That,
yeah.
It's a bit bleak.
I bet people have done that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, even on an easy... When you know people next door can hear you.
At
like,
least premium economy.
I can't even fit in the toilet now to wee.
I know. It's not the most sexy place, but I just think it's such a good bucket list thing.
Yeah, it's... you never know.
You never know.
Hey, listen.
Anyone top... is listening?
We make dreams come true on this.
Life's a beach. We make your all your
was arrested
dreams.
On an EasyJet flight to Benidorm for having sex Alec in a toilet. Fault.
Blaming you.
Hot mess or topless? Will you
topless.
Go topless? Topless,
yeah,
lovely.
Especially in Spain, they love that.
Yeah, they love it, don't they?
Get the girls out. Go out.
And last but not least, tip them or fuck them? Do you tip... Do you tip them and then go... Or do you tip them and go, fuck you, I'm never going to see you again?
Tip them.
You got a tip.
Oh, you got a tip. Yeah, no. Big tipper.
Have you ever done a job where, like, waitressing or anything? Like,
yeah.
Ever worked in a shop? Because you need to tip.
I got no tips when I was a waitress. I was the worst waitress ever. Well, I wasn't a waitress. I was a bar, behind the bar, which you didn't really get as many tips.
No, you don't get tip. What do you want? What more do you want? All you're doing is pulling a bum.
I'm here now.
I got no tips.
I'm here. Not even in the little tip jar. It was really, really abysmal, but I wasn't very good at it. So,
why do you get any tips? Do you have a bit of a bad attitude?
No, maybe. I can't lie, maybe I did.
No, I used to work at a bar and it was, oh God.
Did you not enjoy it?
No, I worked at a pub. I love the pub. Bar people are like, oh, you know, you can't hear because of the music and all that. But I liked a nice pub.
Yeah, well, mine was a pub that kind of turned into a club at the night.
Oh, no,
pub
no,
club.
No.
Fucking stank. But I worked in retail before that and I would... work in a pub any day of the week, yeah. In retail.
When this all ends, I will go back to owning a, not owning, I'll go back to owning a pub. I've never owned a pub.
You're so bougie, I can't.
I can see me in, like, you know, a little country pub.
I can see that.
In the Daily Mail, you know, has been Alan Carr. Pub pulling pints.
I'll be right there with you.
Thanks, babes.
I'll come visit.
If I need a barmaid, I'll call you. With the glasses, both wearing identical glasses.
I need to see that. I do. I really do.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. If you'd like to go and pick your emotional baggage up
from
the carousel.
Thank you so much.
Have you enjoyed your flight?
I've loved every second. We'll be back. 5 stars on Yelp. Is that how it works?
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, Mae Muller. Don't forget her album is out now. Sorry, I'm late. Next week, we have Strictly star Leighton Williams. Oh, can't wait to chat to him. Bye, guys. Don't forget, live for me.